let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
John Hanson in for Dave Plyer. A lot of great suggestions on the text line for what to do in that area around Camp Arimony as well. 773, the nearby La Salle, Peru area has bakeries and restaurants. They love Millstone Bakery and the Uptown Restaurant, Stone Jug Barbecue, Corner 612 in Peru. Someone also mentioned Winery Tasting Room in Utica, which is near Starved Rock State Park. It's gorgeous. That whole area is great. I'm so glad we've been able to really expose a lot of listeners to what's going on there. Blockbuster Blake Stubbs. When Blake found out, a good old friend of mine, that I was on the air about 21 times in 12 days, he says, "What can I do for you, John, to help you fill the time?" And I thought, well, you know, it'd be really cool. I'm on the travel show filling in. Let's find out some really cool travel destinations you could maybe do, some close, some far, to visit famous movie spots, or maybe some forgotten ones. Blake, thanks for hopping on with me, buddy.
Absolute pleasure, John, and a cool time to be on Friday night around this time. I think this might be my first time being on WGN at this time, so that's cool.
I was going to say, you and I did a lot of Friday nights, but it was about 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning when I filled in overnight, so.
Yes.
This is a little earlier. Here we are. The sun's still up. Okay. Let's talk a little bit. It's the 6 o'clock hour. I thought you could give us kind of the top six in your mind. I know you're kind of going to choose. You're going to give us a variety, though, right, of different things. These aren't necessarily the most famous ones.
Well, and I tried to pick mostly films that people would recognize where they might actually know of the location, but not how accessible it is. So one of the things right off the bat is number six, and I'm not really doing these in a you know, one is better than the other kind of ranking. I just sort of listed six and then listed, you know, 15 others that we won't get to. But the six that I want to kick off with right now and just talk about really quickly. In New Zealand, there is an entire massive Hobbiton set that was rebuilt when Peter Jackson filmed the Hobbit films. So when they did Lord of the Rings, they built the Shire. Everyone saw that. That was all practical set construction. They tore that down, and when the Hobbit films came around, they rebuilt it and then made it a permanent fixture to be a tourist attraction where there's great tours that you can set up and take. So, like, if you're flying out to New Zealand, which, you know, for many people is like that may be the biggest trip they ever take in their life, they can schedule the entire trip around Lord of the Rings film-related experiences.
Ooh.
But Hobbiton, where Frodo and the other hobbits live, the Shire, as many people would call it, probably colloquially, exists. And you can take a tour through there and see the beautiful, obviously, vegetation, the houses that they built, and everything. So it's something where if you're going to do it, obviously that's a big trip, a big planning thing. But it doesn't just start there, or end there. That's like where you would start and then do other things, because there are
cool.
several other locations around New Zealand that you can visit that are all Lord of the Rings film related.
All right, that's number six. Let's move on to number five. Where are we going next?
Number five, we're off to Petra, Jordan, which if you've seen quite a few films, but specifically Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Petra is the location of where Indy finds the Holy Grail. And that exterior of that city that they pull up to is still standing. There are trips that you can take to go there and visit it. And that is such a striking location that even when I watch the movie to this day, which, of course, I've seen it many times, it always strikes me. It's just such a interesting location because it's Greek-inspired architecture in a different part of the world than where it would have originally come from. And for a place to have hidden the grail on this adventure that you've gone on, it feels like you've really hit a unique place.
The city of Petra in the country of Jordan. That's cool.
Yes. And Jordan is also known to have housed many other film productions, but that was just the one that I picked because I think it just, to me personally, it's always stood out.
All right. Here's one that I really am excited to get to, and I teased ahead. In North Carolina, we find what?
We find the train wreck from The Fugitive, which, John, you have heard me say this many times. I think that falls into the category of a perfect film.
Yep.
I love that movie. I find it imminently rewatchable. I do think that the train wreck, though, what's interesting about it is they really only had one shot at it. And it's what's left of it is still sitting there.
The train?
There's a train engine. There's a train engine. The bus that it crashed into, it still says corrections on the backside of the bus. People, it's rusted up quite a bit. There is graffiti on it. But you can see it in the flesh if you're out in North Carolina, which obviously it's doubling for Illinois. because of the film's story. So there are things that are labeled Illinois, like the Illinois, an Illinois-related railroad. I believe the engine still has some markings on it that say Illinois. But, yeah, it's still all sitting out there. And there's also a second bus that I believe was, like, the one they actually drove and utilized before they had a stunt bus that was hit by the actual train.
Is this, like, an actual destination, or is it just overgrown with weeds and you can kind of stumble upon it?
It seems like it's a little bit of both. Actually, it seems like there has been overgrowth in the area, but obviously if you make the trek and you can find exact directions of where to go, it is sitting right there.
All right. Blake, I got to hurry you along a little bit because I know I wanted to get you number one. You have on the list Ferris Bueller's Day Off, of course, the Art Institute,
yes,
When Harry Met Sally, Cat's Deli. But give me your number one because yes. I know it's passionate, that it's something you love.
My number one is an actual town that is littered with beautiful architecture. The film is called Columbus. It came out in 2017. It was written and directed by a man named Koga Nada. It's about two people meeting and kind of finding what they need in each other, but it's only a friendship, and they both leave an indelible mark on each other. The entire backdrop of the film, however, takes place in Columbus, Indiana, which is a small town in Indiana, or a small-ish town in Indiana, where many modernist architects have designed buildings that are just littered throughout the town. Great names like Arrow and Eliel Saarinen, I.M. Pei. There's also a Deborah Burke Bank that is there. And you could take one weekend, drive 45 minutes south of Indianapolis, and stay there and see all of those locations and even eat in the restaurant that the actors eat in the film called The Henry Social Club, which is right downtown.
And I know you did that. I know you did that.
Getaway.
Yeah, I know you did that. Duplex Stubbs. I saw the pictures. It looks great. Hey, sorry I had to rush you along, but we got to hit the break in the news. Blake, I appreciate that little list of things to visit.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, John.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. That's Blockbuster Blake Stubbs.